conference play, it was Clarinda defeating Atlantic in three straight games. 25-19, 25-16, 25-18 were the game scores. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Harlan defeated Creston 3-1. It was Lewis Central going the distance to beat Kemper Catholic 3-2. Red Oak, a 3-game sweep over Glenwood, and also Shenandoah went the distance, winning over Denison 3-2. In Rolling Hills Conference play last night, it was Adair Casey topping Cam 3-0. Iowa Christian Academy beating Orient Maxburg 3-1. Walnut downing Exira EHK 3-0. In Western Iowa Conference play and matches involving those Western Iowa Conference teams, it was Audubon falling to Arweva 3-0. Woodbine defeated AHST 3-2. Also Missouri Valley over West Monona 2-0. And Maple Valley beat Missouri Valley as part of a triangular 2-1. In other matches around the region last night, Bedford over Nottoway Valley 3-1. Carroll High beat Boone 3-0. Coon Rapids Bayard downing Van Meter 3-0. Corning over Mount Air 3-0. East Union beat Lennox 3-0. Essex over Fremont Mills 3-2. It was Guthrie Center over Ogden 3-1. Maple Valley beat West Monona 2-0. Nishnabotna over Clarinda Academy 3-0. And Panorama edging West Central Valley of Stewart 3-2. In cross-country action last night, Clarinda hosting a cross-country co-ed meet. On the girls' side last night, it was Shenandoah winning the team title with 65 points. Second place to Griswold with 74 points. Gretna girls were third with 100. Corning had a 109 total for fourth. Winnetonka was fifth with 111. Atlantic placing sixth with a 127 total. Glenwood, Nebraska City, Clarinda, and Bedford round out the rest of the field. Individual champion on the girls' side was Rebecca Topham of Griswold. She ran 15:41, good for first place. Also for Griswold last night, Jordan Sintz ran 7th, Larissa Backus was 18th, Alex Flippin was 22nd, and Bailey Powers 26th. For Atlantic, their top finisher, Allie Krogman, she placed 6th with a time of 17 minutes 36 seconds. Alex Hartwig was 20th, Alicia Hensman 32nd, Liz Siggins placing 33rd, and Caroline Truitt 36th last night for the Trojans. Also on the boys' side last night, in the team competition last evening, it was Shenandoah winning the crown there as well with 47 points. Gretna, Nebraska, the runner-up with 81. Red Oak, third with 129. Atlantic placed fourth with a 139 total. Clarinda with 178 was fifth. Tarkio was sixth. Nebraska City, seventh. Griswold was eighth with 246 points. And Corning placing last with a 262 total. Individually, Tim Grunmeyer of Gretna was the individual champion. Shenandoah's Sean Skillern placing second in that meet last night. Also for Atlantic, Tian Siggins placed 19th, Josiah Williams 23rd, Sam Bateman was 28th, Preston Hoy 33rd, Derek Von Segren 36th. For Griswold, Xavier Olivo placing 16th last night, Terrell Peters was 48th, Mason Anstey was 58th, Zach Doty 59th, and Logan Potter 65th in that meet last evening. Iowa's coaching staff spent 8 months wondering what the rebuilt Hawkeyes would look like. Last week's 34-7 win over Tennessee Tech didn't shed a ton of light on Iowa's prospects for 2011, thanks to terrible conditions and an overmatched opponent. That should change this weekend, though, when the Hawkeyes play at rival Iowa State. Iowa's won 3 straight over the Cyclones, but Coach Kirk Ferentz is still just 6-6 against Iowa State in his 12 years in Iowa City. Iowa State opened the year with a 20-19 win over Northern Iowa. In other college football news, 4 suspended football players have been reinstated at Ohio State in time for the 15th-ranked Buckeyes game on Saturday against Toledo. According to Coach Luke Fickell, linebacker Jordan Whiting will be available to play this weekend at Ohio Stadium. He was suspended last December for last week's opener for accepting cash and discounted tattoos from a local tattoo parlor owner. Fickell also says tailback Jordan Hall and cornerbacks Travis Howard and Corey Brown have been reinstated after being held out of last week's win over Akron for taking less than $300 in gifts from a charity. Wisconsin has dismissed defensive lineman Jake Irwin from the team after he was arrested in connection with an incident outside a campus gym last week. He was arrested on disorderly conduct and battery charges. Oklahoma State senior safety Johnny Thomas has been ruled ineligible for the remainder of the season. The 5'11", 205-pound Thomas started 11 games last season, but he missed the Cowboys' opener. Missouri junior tailback Kendall Lawrence has a broken bone in his leg, and he's likely to be out a month. Lawrence, Devon Moore, and Henry Josie are listed as even atop the depth chart. Notre Dame coach Brian Kelly has made a change and says Tommy Rees will be the starting quarterback for Saturday night's game at Michigan. Kelly benched Dane Crist in Saturday's lackluster 23-20 loss to South Florida in the season opener, and Rees played well in the second half and was 4-0 as a starter for the Irish last season. Number one Oklahoma holds on to the top spot in the AP's first regular season rankings, while LSU moves up two spots to number two after its 40-27 victory against an Oregon team that plummets from third to 13th. SEC rival Alabama slips one to number three. The Sooners received 32 of 60 first place votes. LSU picked up 17, and the Crimson Tide got 9 first place votes. Two voters had number four Boise State top ranked after the Broncos' impressive 35-21 win against then number 19 Georgia, which drops out of the poll. Florida State moved up to number five. Stanford, Texas A&M, Wisconsin, Oklahoma State, and Nebraska round out the top 10. Defending national champion Auburn started the season at number 23 and fell out of the top 25 after they needed a late rally to beat Utah State at home. In NFL news, the Jacksonville Jaguars have released veteran quarterback David Garrard. That move will save the franchise $9 million this season. Garrard missed the preseason opener because of a sore back but started the final three games. He completed 50% of his passes for 216 yards and no touchdowns with an interception. Luke McCown is expected to start the opener against the Tennessee Titans. Contract talks between the Chicago Bears and running back Matt Forte are on hold. Forte was looking for an extension as he headed into a fourth and final year in his rookie contract, but general manager Jerry Angelo says talks are most likely off until after the season. Forte is fifth in the NFL with 4,731 yards from scrimmage since he entered the league. San Francisco 49ers have signed linebacker Tavares Gooden to a one-year deal. The 6'1", 242-pounder played in 26 games with 12 starts for the Ravens since being drafted by Baltimore in the third round of the 08 draft. He's recorded 66 tackles on defense and 22 tackles on special teams. The Bengals released quarterback Dan LeFever from their practice squad and replaced him with quarterback Zach Robinson, who was New England's seventh-round pick last year. In baseball, the rain came to Yankee Stadium in droves. The fans, not so much. About 1,000 spectators were in the stands last night when the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees finally started at 11:08 p.m. in the East after a rain delay of 4 hours and 3 minutes. By the time Mariano Rivera recorded his 39th save, the game ended at 2:15 in the morning Eastern time. The Yankees' 5-3 victory was played in intermittent rain, sometimes heavy. New York's sixth straight victory maintains the Yanks' 2.5-game lead over Boston in the AL East. The crowd had dwindled to maybe 500 or so by the seventh inning when the Yanks took the lead on back-to-back home runs by Francisco Cervelli and Brett Gardner to make it 5-3. Fans were allowed to move down to the expensive seats. There was no announcement about that over the public address system, though. Instead, they were told individually. The gathering had become that intimate. The grounds crew applied drying agent to the infield dirt between the innings. The Yankees say all tickets for the game could be redeemed for a free seat during the 2012 season. Neither team can count on much rest, though. They're scheduled to play a day game this afternoon in the Bronx. Elsewhere in the AL, Boston used a 20-hit attack to blank Toronto 14-0. Detroit jumped on Cleveland for 8 runs in the first two innings as the Tigers routed the Tribe 10-1. AL West leader Texas blanked Tampa Bay 8-0 on a C.J. Wilson 5-hitter. Seattle nipped the L.A. Angels 2-1. That drops the Angels 3.5 back of the Rangers. Jake Peavy struck out a season-high 9, and Alex Rios homered to help Chicago to a 3-0 win over Minnesota. And Kansas City beat Oakland 7-3. In the National League, Washington Nationals phenom pitcher Steven Strasburg enjoyed an efficient return to the majors after Tommy John surgery a year and 3 days ago. The fireballing right-hander hurled 5 shutout innings, allowing 2 hits and striking out 4. Using a fastball clocked around 97 miles per hour, Strasburg threw 56 pitches, 40 of them for strikes. He left with a 3-0 lead, but the Nationals bullpen lost the lead, and Strasburg was not to get a decision. Rod Barajas broke a tie with a 2-run double in the eighth as the Dodgers won the game 7-3. Elsewhere, the Philadelphia Phillies own a 9.5-game lead in the National League East as the Phils doubled up Atlanta 6-3. The Phillies won their 90th game and reduced their magic number for clinching their fifth straight National League East title to 14. Kyle Loesch threw 6 scoreless innings on 8 days rest, and the St. Louis Cardinals got home runs from John Jay and Matt Holliday in the third inning in their 4-2 win over Milwaukee. The Brewers still lead the Cardinals by 9.5 in the National League Central. Troy Tulowitzki homered, Seth Smith tripled twice, and the Colorado Rockies rallied to beat the streaking Arizona Diamondbacks 8-3. San Francisco moved within six games of Arizona as they beat San Diego 6-4. Joey Votto hit a tie-breaking RBI double in the 13th inning, and Cincinnati rebounded for a 4-2 win over the Chicago Cubs. Brett Myers pitched into the eighth inning, earning his first win in 2.5 months as the Astros beat Pittsburgh 4-1, and the Mets outlasted Florida in 12 innings by a score of 7-4. In NASCAR, Jeff Gordon held off hard-charging teammate Jimmy Johnson over the final few laps to take the checkered flag for the rain-delayed Sprint Cup race at Atlanta Motor Speedway. It's his third win of the season and the 85th win in stock car racing's top series. That's good for third on the all-time list. Defending race champion Tony Stewart finished in third place. Brad Keselowski finished sixth to clinch one of two wildcard spots in the 10-race chase for the Sprint Cup Championship. Five-time defending series champion Jimmy Johnson takes over the points lead with one race to go before the chase begins. And rain washed out yesterday's entire day number 9 scheduled at the U.S. Open, and there's just more wet stuff in the forecast again for today. The list of washouts includes 4 men's fourth-round matches and 2 women's quarterfinals. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.